Many people pretend, either in imagination or daily life, to enjoy certain activities and people, and then surprisingly discover that their capacity for enjoyment and pleasure stems from within. David addresses this transformation next from his own personal experiences.
There's a certain point where you've satisfied what you can do in the world, and you can see that if you keep doing it, it's just more, but it's more of the same. After you have enough millions, what are you going to do with an extra million? It's just a nuisance, you know what I'm saying? You got to call somebody and say, look, I got an extra $5 million from the company. Figure out what to do with it, okay? And you hang up. There's no interest. So pursuing success within the world loses its meaning once you've achieved it, and you sort of know that you've achieved it. Now, a person who is, you might say, karmically destined to evolve will first satisfy themselves. They have satisfied everything that they want from the world, and then they look for something beyond, and they find that they are attracted to spiritual work. So a certain number of people are attracted once they've reached success. There are many people, of course, that are highly attracted along the way. They don't wait that many years until they've mastered the world before they decide to leave it. They just leave it because the spiritual motivation is strong. People have karmic propensities, strong karmic propensities. Some people have powerful spiritual drives from early life. But then the person turns away from the world and now finds a whole new area of interest. So it's like being reborn. It's like a new life. Some people call it being reborn, to be awakened to the spiritual reality and a whole new dimension and meaning to existence. And then rarely, 1 in 10 million will decide they are attracted to the whole pathway to enlightenment and decide they will make whatever decisions they have to in their life to facilitate that. They may join an ashram. Certainly they begin to meditate on a very regular and major basis. When I first came out to a small town, I spent the entire day in a meditative state. I'd start to meditate at 7 in the morning, and so that was just a total change of lifestyle. Anyway, I always tell people, you don't have to worry about it, because it won't happen until you're ready for it anyway. You're not going to be suddenly jerked out of your desk at your office and forced to join an ashram. It's going to be suddenly you've had enough chocolate and now you want to move on to vanilla or vice versa, you see. And so you've sort of satiated that desiringness. You've given up your addiction to the world when you hit bottom, you see. People are addicted to the world and the novelty of the world and the entertainment of the world. And if you keep doing spiritual work, eventually, suddenly, you get released from that addiction. The real addiction, of course, is to the ego's experiencing of the world. It's not the world. People think it's the world. It's not the world. It's your experience of the world. It's your experience of the world that you're hooked on. So there's something about the way you're experiencing the world that you now have become addicted to. And if you focus there, then you really start to make fast progress. You realize I'm not addicted to the world, I'm addicted to what I get out of it. So you begin to look at how is the ego juicing every experience? What is it getting out of these experiences? And then you begin surrendering that to God. So you don't have to surrender the Cadillac. What you surrender is the feeling of pride and success and the narcissistic satisfaction of owning that Cadillac. I have a Cadillac. It's an 84. With spiritual progression, you begin to appreciate simplicity. And the more simple things are, the better they are. So if somebody gives me a gadget with a people give you a present, and the gadget always comes with an instruction paper, and it's usually thin paper and very fine print, and you have to unfold this whole thing. And now it would take you at least till noon to figure out how to work this gadget. So what you value is simplicity. You value simplicity, for simplicity is the way you like to live your life then.